Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Who wants to have a little fun with Nick Adams?
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't? All right, let's play a match game. Here is your host, Nick Adams.
Thank you. Wow. Thank you. Keep the applause down, guys.
I'm sorry.
How dare you guys not clap for my boy Nick?
Guys, we're going to play the match game, and before we get started, let's meet our contestant, Howard.
Hi, Howard.
Good morning. Good morning. How you guys doing?
Wonderful.
Good. How are you, Howard?
I'm pretty good today.
Well, Howard, do you know how to play the match game?
Yes, I do.
Okay, let's tell the audience at home how we're going to play. I'm going to read a statement with a blank in it, and you, along with our celebrities, will write down your answers, and if you say the same thing as one of our celebrities, you get a point. But points don't matter. We're just playing for fun.
Yep. What an honor to get to play.
Coveted bonus points.
Dang right, buddy.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, before we play, let's meet our celebrities in studio with us. Hello, Jenna.
I'm cold and it's 70 degrees and I'm about to go to Iceland.
Oh, my.
Wow.
And in our studio, it's 70 degrees.
Yeah, it's freezing in here. What am I thinking?
Chihuahua mode.
Hello, JC.
Hola, ¿cómo estás, Chuck?
Bien, and Kelly Raspberry.
Howard, you just stop that flirting with me because I'm about to be a married woman.
Whoa.
I hear that sexy talk coming.
No.
I can't. I'm sorry. It breaks my heart that you're no longer available.
Well, you might be able to convince me otherwise. We got a few days.
Heartbroken Howard on the phone.
And finally, let's say hello to Big Al Mack.
One more day until they are a family. One more day until Alan sees her anatomy.
I don't even
have better
if
you messed it up.
Yeah, it's still good, Al.
Dang it.
Oh, that's pretty good, buddy.
All right, thanks.
Yeah. Okay, guys, here we go. Remember, don't say your answers out loud.
Okay.
Okay? And all of the questions today, there's a little bit of a theme, guys. It's Kelly Raspberry's wedding.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, y'all
are going to make people sick of me. Stop it.
Already are.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, here we go, guys. Jerry Raspberry did not like it when Big Al mentioned blank in his toast.
Ooh.
Mm. Ding.
Oh. Howard's ready.
My man.
Jerry Raspberry did not like it when Big Al mentioned blank in his toast.
Okay. Ding.
Ding. Ding.
All right, here we go. Howard, let's go with you first. Jerry Raspberry did not like it when Big Al mentioned blank in his toast.
Big Al mentioned 10 reasons why a bean pie in a boat is better than a sandwich and some loving.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Thanks for the podcast plug.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, let's see if we got some matches there. Let's go around. Jenna, what did Jerry Raspberry not like?
When Big Al mentioned Connie's boobs.
Whoa! Don't you dare. Don't you dare
let me
mention
write
my
that
mother's
down.
Boobs.
Oh, no.
Connie's boobs.
No.
Okay. Great answer. No match. Okay. Yeah. JC, let's go with you. Jerry did not like it when Big Al mentioned.
When Big Al mentioned.
Big fat white butt.
Big fat white butts.
Good answer. No match.
Good one.
Big Al, let's go to you.
All right.
Jerry was mad when you mentioned.
Bean pie in the
Yay!
Toast.
That's a match.
That's a match.
Bean pie.
Ding, 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 ding,
ding. Ding, ding.
Howard's on the board. All right, Kelly, you're last. Jerry, your dad did not like it when Big Al mentioned.
Well, I'm going to go with the obvious.
Okay.
Wedding night activities.
Oh, yeah. Heck yeah.
Okay.
Don't.
That's my
out.
What do those mean?
That's coming up right after.
I think that might be a match because that's that sandwich on some loving.
Some loving.
Right. Oh.
Let's go 2 points there.
Yeah.
Two matches.
All right. Well done, Howard. Way to get that point.
Howard's on it.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Here we go. Number two. Kelly had a meltdown when the caterer forgot the blank.
Ooh.
Dang.
Ding.
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 Dang.
Are we having a buffet or is it a seated dinner?
Well, it was going to be a buffet until I had nightmares about the trough atmosphere,
yeah.
So we changed it to seated dinner.
Wow. Trough. The wedding with a trough.
Yeah.
That's pretty nice.
I think everyone dinged in.
Ding. We did ding.
Yeah. Howard, let's go to you first. Kelly had a meltdown when the caterer forgot the...
mummified toe for the cocktail.
Forget that.
This guy.
How did you bring that back up?
Isn't that
you
crazy?
You can't have a cocktail with toe shavings without the mummified toe.
That's right, Howard. My man.
Okay.
He knows.
Let's see if we have any matches. Jenna, let's go with you first. Kelly had a meltdown when the caterer forgot the...
I'm Kelly Raspberry, damn it, discount.
Yeah. I should have had it written in the contract.
Nice. Nice.
No match. Great answer, JC. What did the caterer forget?
The edible undies, Chuck.
Oh, that's good.
What, y'all didn't get some for your wedding?
No.
Okay, Big Al, what did the caterer forget?
Boiled peanuts, Chuck.
Boiled peanuts.
That would have been good.
So far,
of that.
No matches.
But nobody ever knows what to do with the shells, you know?
That's true, that's true.
Kelly, you had a meltdown when the caterer forgot the...
It's not funny. Food.
Wow, Kelly's really serious about the wedding this weekend.
No jokes coming over here to my right.
Uh-oh.
Well, we have two matches on the board, Howard. Let's see how we do with question number three. Alan did not get emotional when Kelly walked down the aisle or during the wedding vows. He started crying when blank.
Dang.
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 Alan did not get emotional when Kelly walked down the aisle. He started crying when blank.
Dang.
Dang.
Okay. All right, Howard, you're up first. Alan did not get emotional when Kelly walked down the aisle or during the wedding vows. Alan started crying when...
Metallica liked and commented on a Facebook Live video.
Oh my God.
Dude, you are awesome. I want you on my team.
Metallica liked and commented.
All right. Let's go around the room to our celebrities. Jenna, when did Alan start crying?
When his Instagram stopped working.
Ooh, that'd be bad. Bad.
He is very into social media.
Yeah.
What's his Instagram handle, Kelly?
His Instagram is TheAlonzo1971.
There you go. Everyone follow him for some updates. Will he be Instagramming during the reception or anything?
Of course he will.
Okay. JC, let's go to you.
Hashtag abracaboo, yes.
Yeah.
Alan started crying when...
He saw how gorgeous Boss Man George looked.
Good answer, good answer. No matches yet, though. Al, let's get Howard a match. Alan started crying when...
Kelly made him sign the prenup.
Well.
Yeah.
There's that.
All right, Kelly. Awesome. Help Howard here. He needs some points. Alan started crying when?
He realized he'd married Kelly Raspberry.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, what have I done?
All right, Howard. Howard, you still have two matches. Here we go. The final match game for today. Sticking to the tradition of something old, something new, something borrowed, and something blue, the something old Kelly had with her was blank.
Ding.
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 Howard, here we go. You're number one. Sticking to the tradition of something old, something new, the something old Kelly had with her was...
A VHS tape copy of Holiday in Your Heart.
Oh. Oh.
That movie Kelly did with Leanne Rimes.
Let's not talk about that.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Well, do you remember your line from that movie, Kelly?
Something about you need to do your homework. I played her tutor.
Y'all were on a tour bus?
Yeah. On a tour bus. I was her on the road tutor.
You were a tutor?
I'm a tutor. Yeah.
All right, let's go around the room to our celebs. The something old Kelly had with her was... Jenna?
Her grandmother prices panties.
Oh.
That's the only grandmother I can think of.
All right, JC, let's help Howard out. The something old Kelly had with her was?
Something from Alan's fridge.
Oh, because that's all the old stuff.
Got a bunch of expired stuff in there.
Right. No match. Al, moving on to you. The something old Kelly had with her was?
Her first husband, Chuck.
Oh.
What?
Oh.
What?
No. No.
Does your first husband come to the wedding?
Is he? No.
No?
No.
Well, I don't know.
You're crazy.
I thought it was like happy couples, like he would come. I don't know.
No.
All right, Kelly, the something old you had with you is?
Me.
Oh, very good.
No matches.
Kelly.
Me.
No matches that round, but Howard, you did get two matches in the first round. So, Al, how many bonus points does he get?
Howard, I'm going to bless you with 50,000 bonus points for being such a super contestant today. So, please.
I need that in certificate bond form, if you don't mind.
You got it. You got it, buddy. Yeah. You got it. Please go to KidNation.com and scroll down to our store, our online store, and select whatever you like, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
Hey, Howard, it's been a pleasure talking to you, man. You were
very
great.
Very much so.
Go spend those bonus points at KidNation.com.
There you go.
Pleasure talking to you. And from one game show host, Nick, to another one, Andy Cohen's going to be calling our show. He's the host of Love Connection and Watch What Happens Live, and he brought us Real Housewives. We'll talk to Andy Cohen on the phone next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Everyone, please welcome the host of my favorite dating show right now, talking about Love Connection. Andy Cohen's
Yay.
On the phone.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
Hi.
Andy.
Hey, Andy.
Hey, great to be back. Thanks for having me back.
Oh, anytime you promote anything, we will have you on. We love you.
Thank you.
Hey, I am seriously loving Love Connection. I love the way you're hosting the show. I love the people you're getting on the show. Was it true, Andy, that you almost didn't host this?
No, what is true is I tried to get this format for Bravo many years ago, and I couldn't get it. And then years later, here we are, and Fox came to me and said, we have the format. We want to update it with Mike Darnell and Mike Fleiss, who produces The Bachelor, and will you host it? And I was like, absolutely. I mean, it was like an immediate yes. I love this show so much.
I would think your first question would have been, I'm sorry, were you trying to call Ryan Seacrest? Because he literally has every hosting gig. I'm so glad this came along for you.
Yeah.
He actually doesn't. I have a few, as it turns out.
Yeah, you do a lot. Not as much Snapchatting lately, though, Andy. I miss some of the characters.
What's up with that?
I know. I haven't been very active on Snapchat. I've been on Instagram Story.
Andy, how do you handle... I was watching an episode of Love Connection the other night, and it was so uncomfortable. Is that a dog?
Was that your dog?
That was my dog.
What's
Sorry.
His name?
His name's Waka. He's named after St. Louis Cardinals pitcher Michael Waka.
Oh, I was going to say Waka Flocka Fly.
I'm just wondering, because, gosh, you are in... I mean, you're used to being in these uncomfortable, heated situations with people, but, gosh, when a guy is ranking a girl like a one or a two, and it's just an overwhelming insult, I mean, are you so uncomfortable, or do you live for that moment?
Both.
Yeah.
I love awkward moments captured on television. It's kind of a hallmark of what I do. And so I love it. And we do have people score each other's looks based on their first impressions.
Right.
And, you know, sometimes the scores are low. But the great thing is they wind up going on these dates and they get to know each other. And we've found that once they get to know each other, they kind of wind up scoring the other person higher.
Yeah.
The lesson is you got to get to know somebody.
Yeah, there was a girl that wasn't really into the guy at first, didn't score him high on the looks, but she ended up loving the guy at the end of the date.
Because of that personality.
Yeah, that's happened a few times. So I think that's a good lesson for us in the age of Tinder to kind of give people chances.
Hey, are you close to a computer right now, Andy?
My phone is in my lap.
Yeah.
I was going to have you rate our looks.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Oh, great. Okay, who should I look up?
Look up JSI5.
Oh, gosh.
JSI5?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're cute. You got a baby face.
Oh, thank you.
He does have a baby face.
Jenna?
Oh, look at his nice hair.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, enough about JC.
Oh, my God, is that your wife?
Yeah.
Your wife is very hot.
Oh, she is super hot.
Super duper hot.
Oh my God, and look at his hot body. He's got a good body.
Oh, man.
Was this just a ploy to get Andy Cohen to
compliment
right?
you?
Who do I look up next?
Me, I'm Jenna, JennaPage, all one.
Jenna Owens.
Yep.
Jenna Page.
Yeah.
Oh, well, now look at this. Are you kidding me?
What?
With that high ponytail doing this exercise?
Oh, yes, yeah. Fitness. I'm into exercise sometimes.
Oh, you're a 10.
Oh, Andy!
Oh, nice.
How nice.
All right,
okay, let's move on. That's all I need, Andy.
That's all the time we have.
Now, Kelly, will you give Andy your
Well, it's a little bit longer than their names. It's my name, Kelly Raspberry, KELLIE.
So funny.
RASBERRY.
Oh, look at her. She looks like a country singer.
Oh,
thank you.
You're extremely compliment.
Look at that.
I appreciate
that. Oh, look at her with her husband. Wait a minute. I'm trying to think who do people say you look like?
I get a little, sometimes I get random Gina Davis. I don't get that. That Connie Britton, I think her name is.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Connie Britton. You're a beauty.
You got
Thank
Barb.
Thank you so much.
And Andy, she's getting married here in just literally a minute.
A
That's my fiance, actually. We're getting married next weekend.
The Alonzo, 1971. He's you, too.
Thank you. Thank you. A lot of people say he looks like Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
He does.
Yeah. From Walking Dead.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
That is true.
We're talking with Andy Cohen, the host of Love Connection, where they rate each person that goes on the show on a scale of 1 to 10.
So, I bet Andy's never been asked just to look at our Instagrams, Andy.
I love it. That's so funny.
That's fun.
Well, I feel like this is probably, our second or third date with Andy, so I think
it
he
is.
Can look at our
it's
pictures.
It's time,
now.
Yeah.
It's about
he can
time.
Make up his mind.
I think it's time we move it up to the next level.
All right. Well, we saved the best for last here,
okay.
Andy.
Oh,
All
no.
right. All right. It's Big Al Mac. BIGALMACK 19.
Are you that active on here?
I'm on there every once in a while. Oh boy, he's a little quiet.
I like him.
He's a little quiet.
Oh, you like
Big
him?
Al.
I thought
yes,
he was gone.
Oh yeah. Well, you know what? Here's the thing about Big Al. Look, he's got a shot glass. He's on a boat. Big Al has got it going on.
Yes,
oh,
he
look
does.
At you, Al.
Boy, if you don't stop.
You are full of the compliments today, Mr. Cohen. I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what are the chances we get Al on Love Connection, Andy?
Yeah, what are the requirements?
Oh, my God. I think Big Al would be amazing on Love Connection.
Yeah, I want to go, too. We're both single, Al.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
how do we get people to get on the show, Andy? Do you guys have a website?
Well,
we can do?
I mean, we have to be picked up for a second season first, so everyone needs to watch.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then next season, I think that would be great.
And you know, it's only fair, since he checked all of us out, we need to follow Andy on Instagram at Bravo Andy.
Yeah.
That's his Instagram, so everybody follow him.
Thanks.
And your book comes out, did it already come out?
Yeah,
Superficial?
My book's out in paperback. It's a great beach read. Superficial is the latest one, and it's a really good summer read. It's really fun. It's 2 years in my life. It's a diary of 2 years of my life, and it's really fun.
I might take that on my honeymoon.
Oh, nice.
I'm going to park it on the beach for a week and do nothing.
Too.
Yes.
It's very underrated.
Where are you going on your honeymoon?
We're going to the Riviera Maya in Mexico.
Oh, great.
Yes. So
oh,
I'm going to be.
God, that sounds
I'm going to go to an all-inclusive. I'm going to park my butt in the sand and have them bring me drinks, and I'm going
to
read.
She's going
and
to
then
that.
I might
oh,
do something
should.
With my husband. We'll see.
She's going to that pretty fiance's eyes.
Yes.
Where do you like to vacation, Andy? What's your favorite spot?
I love to go to Brazil. And I love anywhere with kind of blue water.
Amen to that, brother. Brazil was one of the most, it was one of the most beautiful New Year's Eves I ever spent right there on Copacabana Beach, if I'm not mistaken.
Al got an all-day.
You wear all white?
Oh, yeah. You had to wear all white. I mean, millions of people and bottles of
Al,
champagne.
Al, is that where you got like a 3-day tour from a girl and then she was like, pay me?
That's true, actually.
Right.
I didn't know.
He thought she was a tour guide, Andy.
I didn't know.
Oh, no.
He got held at knife point.
Yeah. Okay, let's not go there.
No.
Let's not
you
go
Ryan,
there.
You and Ryan Lochte.
Yeah.
Right? But I was telling the truth.
Right? Hey, and Andy, are you going to go on tour again with Anderson Cooper this year?
We are, and we're coming to Texas in December, Dallas and Houston.
Yay!
And we're also going to be in Tampa and Nashville. This year, I think those are our, in Wallingford, Connecticut. That's what we have coming up in the fall.
Well, look at that. For our fourth date, we might have to actually meet in person.
In person.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Well, I think so, too.
Yeah, because you're our favorite Andy.
Thank you.
Yeah. Andy Samberg, close second. Well, you're right up there, Andy.
I love Andy Samberg.
We do, too.
Well, definitely watch Love Connection tonight on Fox, 9 Eastern.
Eastern,
yeah,
8
so
Central.
8 Central.
8 Central,
yeah.
9 Eastern.
Yeah, Mike, want to make sure that you get those views because we need that second season so Big Al, Mac, and Jenna can go on there and find the love
of
their
lives. Yeah, but Andy, lives. We don't want to date each other.
No, we could do that here.
That's fine. I won't set you up with each other.
Okay.
Hey, Andy, it was great talking to you again, man.
Thanks, you guys, too.
Take care, buddy.
Bye.
Hi. Thanks, you guys, you click.
I think he was going overtime or something.
I always feel like we're going to be best friends.
He does have, he's nice.
Yeah, I think he likes us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was cool ranking everyone.
It's cool because you got a 10. That's pretty dope that you got a 10 from Andy Cohen.
That is pretty dope. I'm going to ride that for a minute.
Kelly,
it feels like every interview he warms up a little bit more. I remember our first interview with him. I wanted, like you, JC, I wanted so bad to be best friends with him. And then it didn't really click.
Yeah.
And then the second time was a little bit better. And this time I think I kind of offended him with the Ryan Seacrest thing. But then I think we got past it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I cost us tickets to meeting him, I'm sorry.
No, I think we got him. We got him on the hook. He'll come next time.
We'll see.
I got a first world problem. Looks like we're going to have to wait for a second season of Love Connection before Al and Jenna can have a boyfriend and a girlfriend. Hashtag first world problems.
Dang it.
Man. We would love to hear yours, Kid Nation. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Look, we know you feel bad complaining because there are worse things going on in the world, but that's why we do first world problems. Get that off your chest. We'll do that next.
It's the Kid Kredic Morning Show.
Oh, the moment we have all been waiting for the last couple months.
Oh.
We are 20 minutes away from Big Al Matt giving Kelly Raspberry her wedding gift.
Oh, okay. My gosh. I have no clue.
He's been teasing us. Did you wrap this thing out?
I did.
Do you need help lifting it?
By me wrapping it, I mean Justin did.
I can't wait. So 20 minutes away from that. But right now, let's get into it.
I got a first world problem.
First world problems. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We got one here from the text.
Okay.
You use the same phone number to text us. The super squat machine at my gym can only hold 720 pounds on it, and I have it maxed out. Hashtag first world problems.
Get off
that's
get off.
Not a first world.
That's not
world.
A first world problem at all.
That's a meathead problem.
Yeah.
Well done. All right, let's go to the phones. What's up, Nicole?
Not much. I'm so sad, though.
Why
are you sad?
Well, we just moved from in-town to the country, and when I was in-town, I had my Netflix and all our internet, and we had dish and everything. Well, when we moved to the country, they won't give us any of that.
Oh, no.
So you don't have Netflix out
problem.
There?
No, nothing.
No internet?
And Orange is New Black. I have to read about it instead of watch it.
How far out do you live? Where is this place?
It's in Missouri. Misery.
Oh. You're living in Misery, Missouri?
Well, Missouri is misery, so that's just the name.
Well, at least your phone's working, Nicole, so that's good.
Yeah, only sometimes when I'm not at my house.
Man, you're your data rates must be crazy on your phone. You don't even get the internet.
Shoot, God, you reminded me to turn my Wi-Fi on.
Yeah,
good luck in your new home.
Yeah, good luck in the sticks.
Well, thanks.
Bye, Nicole. Oh, man. Can you imagine?
I bet she's got like 1,000 acres out there.
She probably loves her life, though. In the end,
I'd be a better person.
Yeah, I would be, too.
Connect more.
You could tell Nicole's a good person.
A good relationship with other people, yeah.
Hey, Katie.
Hey.
Welcome to First World Problems.
Okay, so my first world problem is I'm getting married in August.
Uh-huh.
Yay! Okay, congrats.
And we're getting married by the lake, and we rented too many cabins. And so now we can't decide which one we want to stay in. That's the first world problem.
Damn.
Man.
How many cabins did you rent?
Three.
Well, three-night honeymoon. Yeah. Just do it in one each night.
Cabin hop?
Yeah.
Right? Man. Different scene every time.
Yeah, there you go.
That's really cool.
Al just solved your first world problem.
Boom. Well done, Big Al Mac.
Thank you.
What's up, Daryl?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Daryl.
Girl Daryl.
Yes, I am.
All right.
That means she's hot, Big Al. That's what that means.
Yeah.
How cool.
Yeah, it's a tradition. All the girls on my mom's side have boy names.
Really?
What are some of the other ones?
My sister's name is Ryan. My mom's name is Michael.
Okay.
My grandmother's name is Timothy.
What?
Wow. Wait a minute. Michael I can get. Ryan I can get.
I like boy names. That's a boy name.
Timothy?
Yeah.
Yep.
Do you
have any girls named like Butch?
No, not yet. But I don't think that'll happen.
Are there any guys with girl names?
No, it's all girls.
Oh, okay. So okay.
Wow.
Her dad's name is Stephanie.
Daryl, what's your first world problem?
It takes me about almost 2 hours to wash all the makeup brushes that I have. So I dread doing it every time I need to.
Why so long?
You're supposed to wash makeup brushes?
Yeah.
Oh, gross.
Why you have so many?
I mean, you're supposed to. I just hate doing it.
Yeah,
it is a beat.
I just throw them away and buy new ones. I got time for that.
I have about 80 of them. So
80
brushes.
Keep them.
Why don't you get grandma?
Oh my gosh,
Steve,
I know. I
you.
Wish I was rich like Kelly. They're too expensive. I
have
them.
Expensive.
I got one of those makeup glove brush cleaners where you put the glove on and swirl it all around. You wash your makeup brushes. They're so nasty.
They are
nasty.
How often am I supposed to be washing?
I mean, I do makeup on the side for weddings and stuff like that. So
there you
I
go.
Wash them
a lot,
especially before then.
Yes, good.
But you're supposed to every like 3 to 4 months.
From your own personal collection every 3 to 4 months. That's the rule.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Then I'm good.
Thank you, girl, Daryl. Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, Kelly, it's just too much.
What year is it? Oh, I'm right. Good.
Yeah, I watched it last year.
3 or 4 years, you said? No.
Hey, Kimberly.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Something happened to your computer, huh?
Oh, yeah. My wireless mouse broke, so I had to pull out the old dinosaur mouse with the cord.
Ooh.
Hashtag first world problem.
Yeah.
Ew.
Gets all stuck in your hand and stuff?
Yeah.
Man. I would just throw my computer away.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
I love that there's some other that's like, what are those?
What are those? My son doesn't even know what a mouse is.
A mouse pad? Do you remember when you would customize mouse pads?
Yeah. So cool. Thank you, Kimberly. Let's go to Aaron here. Hi, Aaron. Welcome to First World Problems.
Hi, JC.
Hey.
Oh, someone has a favorite.
Yeah. Well, no, actually, Kelly's my favorite.
Oh, thank you.
Aaron.
Kelly's everybody.
Listen, my head was getting so big, and I was getting so happy.
No. Popped it right there.
It just got popped so hard.
So I was pregnant at the same time as Kelly and everything, so I have, like, a special connection.
We're soul sisters.
Yeah.
We'll take that. What's your first world problem?
I got engaged at New Year's Eve, and I got this beautiful 2-carat diamond in a gorgeous decor setting, and it gets in the way of everything I do.
Right?
Yeah.
Snags everything.
I know you can relate, Kelly.
I can so relate.
Same. Oh, no, I'm kidding.
Poor Jenna.
So what's the option? Having a smaller ring? Ew.
Exactly. Ew. No, it's like scratching my fiance. I can't get anything done with it. I can't. So it's definitely a
personal problem. Gosh, you wear those scratch marks with pride.
You do.
I do.
I would.
Hey, when are you getting married, Aaron?
August 4th.
Yay.
Oh, that's my dad's
Congratulations.
Congratulations, babe.
I'm loving following your wedding journey, Kelly, because it's easing all my stress.
Well, you know what? I've said no matter what happens, we are getting married, whether you know everything falls into place or not. The most important thing is we're going to say I do.
Yes,
unless he changes his mind.
Well, God, no. 5 years in, he better not. But
he better
it's
not.
A second marriage for both of us as well. And my fiance just got a clean bill of health after surviving stage 4 colon cancer.
Oh,
so 4 kids involved.
Wow.
It's an amazing journey.
Oh, that's
my gosh.
Wonderful. What a celebration.
Yeah. Yeah. What's his name?
Kyle.
Kyle.
You go,
wow.
Kyle. Congratulations, guys.
Boy, if you don't stop.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful wedding, Aaron. You keep on planning. It's going to go great. Yeah.
It's going to be perfect.
It's going to be so perfect.
Stage 4.
He survived. Yeah. That's so awesome.
That's awesome.
Let's talk to Flavio.
Flavio.
Hi,
Flavio.
Guys.
Flavio.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
First of all, you got a really cool
name.
Is
that your real name?
Yes, that's my real name.
Wow. Where are you from?
From Bolivia.
Bolivia.
Mm.
A lot of Flavios out there?
No, just me and my dad.
Oh, really? Nice.
Yes, sir.
Flavio Flav.
People call me Flavor Flav.
Flavor Flav. That's all a cool name. What's your first world problem?
When you're taking notes with your iPad in class and it dies, so you have to use paper and pen instead.
Oh. And on top of that, you're going to school in the summer.
Yeah, no.
What are you studying?
I'm still in high school. I'm a senior in high school, actually.
Okay.
So I'm taking some summer classes.
There you go.
Trying to get ahead, or did you fail?
No, I'm trying to get ahead.
It's a very valid question.
I'm dumb.
I had to go to summer school for the other reason.
Sometimes you fail because you're way too smart, and it's too easy for it.
Yeah.
You know? That's what's happening.
I feel you.
You know where you're going to go to college?
No idea. Yeah, I'm trying to find the best school with the best medical program for me.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
a doctor, huh?
Dr. Flavio.
Yes, sir.
Look at
Hopefully
you.
A surgeon.
Ooh, oh, surgeon, man. Flavio!
You just get better and better.
Yeah.
I used to have one of those.
Yeah, Flavio, you got a
Flavio,
girlfriend?
Could you send a pic?
He's not even graduated high school, Jenna.
Yet.
How old are never mind.
No doctor girlfriend for me yet.
Yeah,
that's right.
You keep your nose in the books.
Hang in there, brother.
Yeah. How old are you?
I'm 17.
17.
When do you turn 18?
I turn 18 in October, Jenna.
So okay, call me then. Bye.
I'll hit you up. I'll hit you up then. Don't worry.
Hit her up for prom.
My man.
Okay. I'll think about it.
I'll think about it.
Yeah. You don't want to offer it up now. Well, who knows who could come along?
Flavio's got options. That's what he's got. Hey, you have a great senior year, man. We'll see you when you go to prom and you're taking Jenna.
Hey, I appreciate it. I've been a fan of y'all since I was 6 years old.
Aw, man.
Sweet thing.
And we're proud of you, man. Congratulations on getting to senior year.
Thank you. You guys have a good day.
All right, buddy. Hold on. That's Flavio right there. What a cool name.
Yeah.
If I have a third kid, I'm going to call him Flavio.
Dr. Flavio.
Flavio.
Sounds like a Latin lover.
Flavio.
Hey, Jan.
Hi.
What's your first world problem, babe?
My husband and kids got me a Roomba for Mother's Day, and I had it for a whole 2 weeks before we lost it.
Lost it?
How did you lose your runaway?
We were so upset. We thought someone had stolen it. We looked all over the house, high and low. And finally, I thought, oh, no, I have to vacuum now. But we found it stuck in our closet. It sucked up a shirt in our closet.
It sucked up a shirt?
So it died. It died in the closet.
Oh,
it choked itself.
It was sad. I don't want to vacuum anymore.
It was Roomba side.
Man, I'm torn about getting one of those. They're expensive, but everybody that has one loves it.
Yeah. Oh, it is worth every penny. I turn it on when I go to bed, and when I wake up, my floors are clean.
So nice.
And I have four kids.
Oh, wow.
Is it loud, Jan?
A little, but not too bad.
Like a little hum.
Like a little white noise so you could still sleep.
Yeah. Like, I'm sorry, I'm watching TV, Roomba. Could you chill on the cleaning right now? I want one.
Well, I'm sorry I have to vacuum now,
Jan. Yeah, I'm sorry
about that. It recharges, so it's still alive.
Okay, good.
Oh, okay.
It's good. I don't have to vacuum anymore.
Is it ever going on sale, though?
No, because everybody wants one.
This process I go through when I decide to do it.
Uh-huh.
The cleaning process.
Well, you got a sweep
first,
and then mopping. Mm-hmm. Wait, the Roomba goes. It squirts too.
No, Al misunderstood what you were saying.
Yeah.
The Roomba does not squirt.
It sucks up everything and then squirts to.
No squirts.
I don't think it mops. No, it's just the vacuum.
I don't think they mop. No, when I have. Them.
I was going to say
that might be the
I'm
next
in.
Generation of it. You
yeah,
never know.
The mop buff.
Squirt buff.
The second squirt. It's cute.
Suck and squirt.
Probably
coming to a house
sell
near
well.
You.
Probably wouldn't sell
Put
well.
That on GoFundMe.
I'd buy a suck and squirt. So that's first world problems. Bye, Jan. Got a little off the rails right there.
Fine. That's good. I mean, that really is what it would be.
It would be called that, Jenna. Science.
Science.
Oh, and now it's come to this.
Oh, boy.
What did Big Al Matt get Kelly Raspberry and Alan Evans for their wedding gift?
me too, kind of.
According to our producer, White Cheddar, Kelly, don't get too excited.
Oh,
I'm just kidding. We'll find out what it is next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, okay. No.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
All right, we're back. There's laughter in the room, but we're also excited because 60 hours from now, Kelly Raspberry will become Mrs. Walter Evans.
Yay!
Hello, I'm
Walter
Allen.
Allen Evans.
Allen, that's right.
I like Walter better. I like that name. That's a great name.
I wish I'd never said anything.
Kelly, you're so excited, aren't you?
I am excited. I can't believe this is actually happening.
I know. I'm so happy for you.
It's so fast. It was forever, and then now it's here.
It is. Well, this was fast, but no runaway bride possibilities, right?
No,
no way.
No, absolutely not.
Now, Big Al.
I'm running down that aisle.
Yeah.
If I can move that fast in the dress. It's still very tight.
Yeah, you got it fitting and everything because there were some problems.
You're looking good, girl.
My mother was even like, Kelly, are you sure?
Are you changing into something after?
That's what she's suggesting.
For
because
sure.
I can't sit down in
it. Yeah. Bring something.
But
get
I don't want to change. I'm not that bride that wants to change out. I've spent a lot of money on this wedding dress.
Fight through it.
Yeah, but you get plenty of pictures and then be comfortable.
Well, I'm just not going to sit down. I'm going to eat standing up.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And then I'm going to mingle a lot.
That's right.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, you do your thing, Kelly. But Big Al Mac, you got us all excited because you came in. It was like 2 months ago.
Oh, at least.
Right? Yeah, it was a long time ago.
Maybe three.
And this is Big Al Mac, who procrastinates on everything he does.
Oh, everything.
Yeah,
everything.
He gives cash for Christmas because he didn't get anything else.
Yeah, he'll come here on the last show of the year and he'll be like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
I forgot.
Uh-huh. Here's 20 bucks.
And here's 20
but you
bucks.
You were ready. You found something that you were like, this says Kelly... an Allen wedding present, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. And Kelly probably has been racking her brain because this is something that she mentioned to me
a while back. All right.
And I just kind of kept it in the back of my head.
Uh-huh.
And an opportunity came about for me to supply this wedding gift.
Okay.
I know.
Get it.
And now I've built it up so
yeah,
much.
Yeah, well, then give it to her.
I've built it up so much in the last 3 months that I'm like, oh.
Hand it to her.
Give me it.
Come on.
You were making it sound like it was going to be.
The best thing you've ever gotten.
The
is
best
it in,
thing
is
in the world.
Is it in Christmas paper?
Well, that's all I had.
Okay. It's all right.
It's trees and deer.
It's yeah.
And it says Merry Christmas. Well,
that's smaller than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
Because
normally it's going to be big.
You know. My first wedding, he gave me a riding lawnmower.
Yes, I did.
It was very large.
Really cool. Yeah.
And difficult to return.
Yeah. How do you feel on this one? Are you confused or do you think you're going to be excited?
I'm excited. You know, because Alan and I, honestly, we're so blessed. We don't need anything.
Yeah.
People were upset with us for not registering, so we broke down and registered because they were, if we didn't, they were
you
just gonna,
did? I got.
We did. It's okay.
I got
no.
Different.
Target
it's
and
okay.
Bed Bath.
Bed Bath & Beyond. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Because people were just mad at us. They're like, we don't know what to get you, so we were afraid.
All right, well, I went
so anything's
rogue
fine.
Also.
No, okay. It's fine. We've gotten a lot of rogue stuff, too, and I'm assuming Al went rogue.
I went rogue.
Did you go rogue, Al?
I went.
Hey,
and then, you know.
No, this is something you said Kelly's
she
wanted.
She did. Oh, I can't even look at her right now.
Maybe they sell it at Target or Bed Bath & Beyond.
Hold on, now. This is
be uncomfortable?
Hold on. This is not usually how somebody responds when they're handing
a
gift over.
Why do you still want me to open it?
Yes,
why are you not confident?
I'm confident.
Okay. Hold on. On a scale of 1 to 10, how well do you think you did? 1 to 10. 10 being the greatest.
I'm hoping for a 10. I hope I hit
it
out.
Well, I know when I rip off the paper what it is?
No.
Okay, so I got to get through that.
So Kelly's opening up the present. This is Kelly's wedding present from Big Al Mac. He bought it 2-3 months ago. It's a white box.
Oh,
so it's fragile.
Oh, okay.
It's fragile, apparently.
He just got scared.
Okay.
All right. Got the paper off.
Scissors.
Yep.
Okay. Kelly's opening it up with scissors now.
All right. Oh, man.
Damage it.
All right. Big Al Mac, this is great.
I've had all I can stands. I can't stands no more.
That's right, buddy.
You know what it is?
I don't know what it is, Kelly.
Who knows what it is, Al?
White Cheddar knows what it is.
White Cheddar knows.
Yeah, he gave me an uncertain face.
And that's what had Jenna crying laughing before the break started.
Yeah, that's the part that you open. Go ahead.
Okay, so now it's...
package.
Yeah.
It's inside a...
Okay.
Inside a manila envelope.
Oh. Manila envelope. Is it heavy, Kelly? How much do you think it weighs?
It's a bottle of something.
It's a bottle of something.
Yeah.
Oh, is it that one I wanted for Alan?
Open it!
It's what I wanted for Alan.
It's booze?
Yeah.
All this hype over booze?
It's a very big deal if it is what I think.
It's a big deal?
What, it's expensive booze?
If it is what I think it is, it's a very big deal.
Yeah.
It is a bottle.
It's a very big deal.
A ginormous bottle.
What is it?
She's about to open it up.
About a year ago.
I asked him to help me get this.
Kelly asked me to get this, and I couldn't get it. I could not get it. This is a...
Rip Van Winkle?
It's oh. No, yeah.
Is that the same as Pappy Van Winkle?
Pappy Van Winkle, yes.
But it says old Rip Van Winkle. This is Rip Van Winkle, not Pappy Van Winkle. Is that the same thing?
I don't know.
What is it?
What
Did
is
you
it?
Tell us
Pappy
what it is?
Van Winkle is a very exclusive bourbon that they make every year.
Yeah.
It's called Pappy. It's hundreds of dollars for a bottle, but it's
hundreds.
So exclusive. And maybe it's the same.
Do you think Alan
I don't
would
know.
Answer?
I don't know.
Can we ask Alan?
Yeah, call him.
Okay.
I don't know what Rip Van Winkle is. I'm excited. That's
it
beautiful.
Says Rip?
It says Rip Van Winkle.
I'm looking online. This is really expensive. Oh, yeah. Pappy Van Winkle is really expensive.
Yeah,
bourbon.
So Pappy is the best. But they have a lottery system. You have to go to a liquor store and get a lottery system. I don't know.
It's 10 years
Hold
old.
On. It's old Rip Van Winkle's totally different than Pappy Van Winkle.
I'm calling Alan right now.
Oh, it's okay, Al. I love it. You're so sweet.
He's busy working right now.
I hadn't even taken it. I hadn't even unwrapped it to see.
So it was a...
Hold on.
Al messed up.
Okay, that says old Rip Van. That is just... That's different than the Pappy.
It's
but
okay.
It's in the same family.
It's from the same family. It's from the same family.
I'm improvising a little bit.
It's the same
It's Kentucky straight
family.
Bourbon whiskey, genuine old mine sour mash
I'm
from
sorry,
old Rip Al. Van Winkle Distillery.
So, thank you, Al.
So this
is what happened. So Kelly asked me to find her some Pappy.
Yeah.
Pappy.
Some Pappy.
And so I couldn't find it. My liquor distributor lady.
I'm telling you, it's very difficult.
Yeah.
It's very hard to find. So this lady just wanders in the bar one day, and she's from Kentucky. And she's a liquor distributor. I'm like, just by chance, would you know how to get some Pappy Van Winkle? And she goes, yeah, I can get you some. And I'm like, shut up. Like, is that easy?
Yeah.
She goes, well, I know a guy that, I don't know what who she knew. But anyway, I gave her, I just met her. I gave her a few hundred dollars.
No, it's very expensive.
And yeah. And she had it shipped to me. And yeah. So I didn't even know her, but I said, trusted her to get it for me.
We got Alan on
and
the on the phone.
I was so excited. Now,
so the,
oh, I don't
the
know,
Rip
though.
Van's the 10-year, and then the Pappy's 15, 20.
So it's the same family.
Yeah.
Hello, Alan.
Okay, okay. Alan.
Hello,
okay.
Alan. What's up?
Hey, baby.
Hey.
So we just opened up your wedding present from Big Al, and we were just checking to see if it was the correct thing.
Okay, let me just little peel back the curtain here. Back over Christmas, I asked Al if he could help me find a bottle of Pappy Van Winkle. I wanted to surprise you with it.
Uh-huh.
But it's really, really hard. And I entered a couple of lottery systems at liquor stores, and I didn't get chosen. So I didn't get the Pappy Van Winkle. But Al okay. remembered that I wanted to get that for you. And
that's your wedding present. And well, here's the
get
thing.
Get out of here.
Well, no, it's well, not Pappy it, Van Winkle.
It's
but I did try, baby. And Al, okay, go ahead, Al.
Well, it's I met this lady, and she said she could get some, and so she had it shipped to me. I paid her, and she had it shipped to me, and I just gave it to Kelly, and I was so happy that I was getting something for Kelly that uh-huh. would make you happy.
Yes.
That was the whole thing.
Making you happy makes me happy.
Right. So we just unwrapped it, and it says Old Rip Van Winkle.
Yeah.
But
Alan, if it makes you feel better, I'm on the site. That's their 10-year. Does it say 10-year?
10-year.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then Pappy's the fifth. He's laughing. So
but it's still good, right, baby?
It's the same family, but yeah.
I don't know. I've never heard of it, but I'm really good.
But we
it's
appreciate it so much, sweetheart.
Oh, Al, it's just not as aged as the Pappy.
Thank you.
The Pappy
thank
is
so
okay.
much.
I didn't know
it's the same family.
The fact that you yeah. were so thoughtful and you thought of Kelly and Alan and you
yeah.
went through
Al,
it.
It's like you thought
you were getting us Banana Republic, but you got us Gap.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Old Navy.
Oh, no. It's the Gap.
No,
this is perfect,
yeah,
Al.
I'm sure it's good.
This is
sure
a perfect Al gift.
It's the perfect Al gift because he did so well. He almost
so
got
happy.
It. He almost
you,
got
Al.
It.
Yeah.
Okay,
baby. Yeah.
Rip Van Winkle. Right, yeah. I guess I'll drink it and sleep.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So we got to talk to Andy Cohen. That was pretty cool.
Very cool.
So cool.
We're inching our way to becoming best friends with him.
Even cooler that he actually went and looked at our Instagram.
I know.
Yeah.
I just checked to see if he liked our page, mm-hmm. or at least mine.
Oh. No.
He did not follow me. Did he follow you?
No.
I bet you he followed the girls.
No.
He's probably going to like hire you guys and be on one of the TV
if
shows.
Anybody he was going to follow was going to be you.
Right.
Yeah.
Right,
no.
Right. You fawned.
Of course, you and the baby face.
I do have the baby face going on the picture there.
He said he'd get back with me in 2 and 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that would be Chuck Woolery.
Yeah. Wrong show.
I don't get it.
It's a love connection.
Right.
Old love connection.
But you can check out that interview we had with Andy Cohen at KidNation.com if you missed it. But right now we have a very special edition of Love Letters to Kelly.
Love Letters to Kelly.
Wedding edition.
Yeah, sometimes I realize how bad I sound singing that.
What? Singing?
Yeah.
Let's try it again.
You know, like I'm bad, but I'm also like I recognize how bad I am.
No,
so I'm sorry.
So.
Do you guys want me to just not sing it?
No, you should sing it.
Okay.
I think so.
All right.
Yeah.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
Yes, I am.
I'm in my 20s and I'm getting married in a few months. I love my fiance more than anything. We've been dating for 4 years, and mm-hmm. he is truly my best friend.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Lately, I've been having a lot of anxiety about my marriage. I'm naturally a cynical person, so I'm already fearing the worst to happen. My anxiety doesn't have anything to do with my fiancé, but I think it's coming from the fact that this is a huge life-altering decision that I take very seriously. Is this normal? Do you have these worries with your upcoming wedding? Thanks, Samantha.
I think the anxiety is very normal. It's the stress of what's happening and you think you're maybe questioning your relationship with him, but it might be just all the drama surrounding
yeah.
it. The choosing of, you know, the right shade of pink. Like, Julia, I keep going back to that Steel Magnolias movie for some reason because that was the crazy nuts wedding that stands out most in my mind. But, yeah, it's just a lot of anxiety surrounding the actual day. You got to think big picture about just keep envisioning that life together where you're, you know, going through life, going to the grocery store, making babies, just having a wonderful life together after the wedding. The wedding is what's causing all the anxiety, I think. I mean, they call it cold feet.
Why do people freak out really, when you've been in love for this for years and you know that you love this person?
It's just so much pressure on one day and one life event. And it is one of the most major life events you can have. But
you start feeling claustrophobic or something like, this is it.
Yeah, it's like this big finality of this decision you're making. But it's not necessarily that you're questioning your love for him. It's just, I think it's just the anxiety about the moment and so much pressure's put on it. And, you know, the only anxiety I've had, I have zero doubts about marrying Alan. But mine has been the anxiety of, why didn't we just go to the courthouse? Why didn't we just do a little something in the backyard?
I don't know why you didn't.
Why didn't we just do a little something in the backyard with us and the kids? Yeah. I mean, that's the only thing that
why am I letting Al do the toast?
About, right?
Yeah, why does everyone get a plus one?
That's what I was like, why are we doing this? Well, initially it's because we wanted to celebrate with everybody. Yeah. And then it's just the making the decisions and the stress of it. It gets to you.
Why did I put no kids allowed except mine? You know, those things.
Why did I give everybody steak and chicken?
Your kids aren't coming, right?
No. Oh. No.
No, you're getting a date night.
No, this is my...
Yeah.
This is...
Oh, okay, you can stop there. You can stop there.
I'm going to dance, and I'm going to drink.
We got it.
Oh, boy.
You know, the hotel's right next door. You could walk.
Oh, we are getting a hotel.
Are you really?
Oh, wow.
I'm going to be too tired from dancing.
Oh, my God.
You can walk out the door, and you can walk up the grass. There's a hotel right there.
Oh, yeah.
Are you really doing that?
Yeah.
Aw,
yeah.
I love that.
And I am that dancing guy at the wedding, Al.
We can all leave together.
Of course.
You know what? You could help Alan carry Kelly since he struggled with that in the past.
Yeah. Oh, y'all can each grab an arm and a leg and carry me across.
if we get New Year's Eve Kelly at your wedding, that'd be great.
No.
Oh, that'd be so good. All right, let's move on.
Love letters.
Jenna Solo. Oh.
Love letters to Kelly.
All right.
Wedding edition.
I had to talk that one out.
Yeah. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I try to be.
I am 25 years old, and my mother, who was 43, recently got engaged. She has always said, if her then boyfriend were to propose, I would be her maid of honor. When the time came, she asked, and I said, yeah, of course. Fast forward to now. And she told me she would rather have her, quote unquote, have lunch occasionally friend be her maid of honor.
Oh.
I feel so hurt.
Yeah, you should.
And
be.
I almost don't even want to attend the wedding. Am I overreacting, Ashley?
No, Ashley, that's
that sucks.
That's insulting and immature.
The occasional lunch friend?
Well, you know, this is from the daughter's perspective, right? Mm-hmm. And so, but she might have a closer, the mother might look at her as a closer friend than the daughter sees. All she knows is I'm blood.
Right.
Yeah, you have every right to be hurt. I wouldn't not go because that's something you can't take back. No matter how hurt your feelings are, and believe me, I've been in some situations where I want to say, no, not doing it. You can't be there for this or that or the other.
You don't live in doing that.
But that's a one moment in time you can never take back, and you want to be there for that.
Hey, I would look at it as I have no responsibility. Right? Because,
well,
you have a lot more responsibility when you're the maid of honor.
You're supposed to. But, I mean, those things are, unless you're real antiquated in your way of thinking, it's really, I don't know.
Tell
I
your
have the maid of honor just kind of supposed to throw you the shower.
And do the
make
toast.
A toast.
The toast would be so sweet if it was from a daughter to her mother going into another marriage.
Right.
Instead, it's a brunch friend.
Tell your mom you're going to let her give you away at your wedding. And then when it actually happens, let me do it.
And you need to tell your mom that you're very hurt. I wouldn't let this just fester. Maybe you should take your mom to a lunch, not with this friend there, and say, you know, I just want you to know that I've been really having a hard time with this one. I want to know why that you're choosing this other lady over me after you told me. I just need to know that. I love you. You're my mother, but I just need you to know that this hurts me.
Mm.
And see what happens. But yeah, don't not go to the wedding.
Can you imagine the occasional lunch friend doing the toast and going, well, I've only known Linda for like 2 years, and I've only seen her like 4 times.
I know she likes the Monte Cristo over at Chili's.
Love letters to Kelly.
Wedding edition.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert. I am 26 years old, and I've been dating my boyfriend for almost a year and a half. We've talked about marriage, and he says he plans to propose sometime in the near future. I believe he is the love of my life, and I want nothing more than to spend the rest of my life with him. The problem is, he's Catholic. I'm not. He doesn't seem to want to budge on having a Catholic wedding. What do I do, Sandra?
Well, then that's where people convert. If you really want to be with that man and have a Catholic husband, and he insists on having a Catholic wedding, then that's the thing, is you convert. Mm-hmm. If the, you know, but I personally have, you know, I know a lot of people do that. Mm-hmm. I mean, if someone asked me to convert from what I believe to something that's completely opposite of what I believe, I would have a, I don't think I could do that. I don't think I could, but I think a lot of people were, maybe they're not as strong and as steadfast, or if it's religion, there's just a couple of little differences. Like we believe together, the core, our religious beliefs are the mm-hmm. same. Then yeah, I can, and if I'm not obviously faith's not that important to her, because she's not saying right. she's right. not saying that's the issue.
No. Yeah.
She's not saying that's the issue. But if you can come to a common ground, like I knew a couple, one was Catholic and one was Baptist, I believe. I might be getting that wrong. But they compromised and they go to a Methodist church, you know, because okay. that kind of blended. I think that's what it was. It kind of blended both religions into yeah. one. But if it means a lot to him and his family, it's probably more his parents that mm-hmm. are probably
they
saying, you're going to be married.
Yeah.
If you want a happy life with the man that you plan on marrying, that he has, first of all, he hasn't even proposed. You know, second of all, you're doing all these suppositions that, you know, maybe you'll have to convert. Talk to him about that. Say, if we get married, if
it's
that important,
what is
the process for conversion? What do I have to do? How long does that take? Because it might, I don't know how long it takes to convert.
Yeah.
It might take years. Yeah. I don't know.
I think
you need
just,
to find out.
I think you just stand up and sit down a few times and you're Catholic.
Yeah, do first,
I've known people
first communion.
Who've
yeah.
converted to Catholic. I've known people who've converted to Judaism because yeah. it meant so much to the partner.
And sometimes it's not even, I've talked to my Jewish guy friends about it because I love their religion and all of the cultural things that go along with it. And I'm like, would I have to, hypothetically, if we were to marry, do I have to convert, or is it just more about how we raise the children, you know? And sometimes that's the case. It's more about how you're raising the kids, and it's the ceremony. And, yeah.
and plus, with
not
the Jewish faith, you raise by the faith of the mom.
Right.
So, and there are Jews and Christians that marry, and nobody converts. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, for some people, it does matter. And apparently it matters to him.
So just yeah. do it.
Catholic weddings.
Well,
matter.
If it yeah,
if it happens,
yeah,
yeah,
if it happens,
if it even
putting,
happens,
you're putting yeah. the card, the
you
got to
talk about that though.
Church.
I mean, yeah. I've had a guy talk to me on a fifth date about kids, religion, how we would raise our children, and I'm like, I don't even know if I like you yet.
Yeah, but you know, for him, maybe after five dates, he's like, now I'm ready. We're setting boundaries that we're in a relationship. So what's the point of pursuing it any further if we're so yeah. separate in our beliefs?
You got to talk about it.
I mean, you can talk. And they're not like I'm planning on marrying you, but I need to know how you feel about these
right.
things. Yeah.
All right. Well said. I think that deserves a little bit of a
round of applause yeah, right wow. there for the raspberry on the
we
wedding.
One. Yeah. That
wedding
was complicated.
Is that the last love letters to Kelly?
Before
the
before
wedding?
I become the love letters to Kelly Raspberry Evans?
Is it going to wow. be love letters to married Kelly?
No, wow. we'll keep
after.
Hello,
I
I'm
think
Alan.
That'd be too confusing for the audience.
It's just another notch on your belt.
Yeah. Actually, yes. we're going to do another one, Kelly, because tomorrow we're going to do love letters to Kelly. Cheaters edition.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, cheaters.
Oh, you're going to leave me feeling dirty
cheaters?
Before I go off on my
no,
wedding?
No, we're going to leave you fixing things.
There you go.
For people that broke things. That
or
were
yelling
dirty.
At people. You know it's going to set me
oh,
off.
Be a
Y'all
rant.
Just want to well, have a rant.
Why would we give her anxiety right before her wedding?
The last prenuptial rant this tomorrow.
Possibly.
Oh, there's going to be a rant.
It might be calm Kelly. We don't know.
I'm
You're not calm.
It's going to be a rant fest.
I've been yelling a little bit too much at Alan lately.
Yeah.
He's going to change his mind.
Yeah. Dude.
It's just stress.
Dude.
Anytime he gets mad at you, you should just say, dude.
No, he doesn't like that.
There's footage from Kelly's house yesterday.
Oh, that's a
TV theme show!
Oh, it was bad.
It was an ugly fight.
Or just say, I'm sorry. Let's high five and make up.
Kelly, I have been thinking about your high five dilemma with Alan. You need to do it while he's sleeping.
And video it. Yes, yes, yes.
Oh.
Yes.
He'd be so mad. He would be hurt.
Yeah,
but,
that's about
it. But if you
want to
get it out of the way, that way he can know, hey, it's not that bad. High five in the raspberry is not that bad. It's all good.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.